Kate Hammer is the author of The Girl in the Red Coat, which was a Costa First Novel Award finalist, a Dagger Award finalist, and an Amazon Best Book of the Year last year. The new novel is The Doll Funeral. When 13-year-old Ruby finds out that her parents aren't her real parents, she actually leaps for joy. She then sets out on a journey to find her real mother and father. Kate Hamer's new book is The Doll Funeral. It is published by Melville House, and a great pleasure to welcome Kate back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Very nice to have you on the program. We talked last about your first book, The Girl in the Red Coat. It's wonderful to have you back. So what led you down this path after the publication of the first novel?
Well, it has its similarities to the first book, and also its differences. I would say it's a coming-of-age story. I always say my books are crime-ish rather than traditional crime. It features a kind of strong-minded girl at the center of the book again. Really, I was interested in exploring the idea of family and what families mean to us. And Ruby, who is my hero in the book, it begins with her finding out on her 13th birthday that she's actually adopted. And her reaction to this news isn't sort of the expected one, in a way that she runs out into the garden and starts singing with joy because her life's been pretty dreadful up to that point. And she embarks on a mission to find her birth parents, and it was a way of exploring for me what family really means.
Her adoptive parents are abusive, so that joy comes from finding out that they aren't really her birth parents. Mm. So it's a very galvanizing moment for her.
It absolutely is. And it's kind of based on somebody I know very well who spent their childhood wishing that they would find out that they were adopted. It was like, you know, it would have been like all their birthdays had come at once. And it's a kind of jumping off point as well for Ruby, because of course she has sort of fantasies of what her birth parents might be, and that this turns out as she begins her search to be the truth of the situation is very different to her imagination. It's also a sort of dangerous journey for her, as it always is when things from the past are delved into like this. So she very soon comes up against both some uncomfortable truths and some dangerous situations as well.
Let's talk about two aspects that you just mentioned that play a very large role in this novel, and that is truth and the imagination. When she leaves and she takes off to find her real mother and father, she goes into the woods, she has a suitcase, and an imaginary friend, this shadow boy. Tell us a little bit about this friend and why it was so important for you to add that aspect to the story.
Right, yeah, her shadow boy, I see not so much as an imaginary friend. Shadow boy is someone from the past, related to Ruby from many, many years ago, from several hundred years ago, and who has accompanied her. And we're never quite sure whether he's sort of on her side or not. But I wouldn't say that, for me, I never saw it as an imaginary friend. I saw the fact that Ruby can see things that other people can't is part of her unusual personality. But I never doubted that they were really there in the writing of the book. So sometimes Shadow kind of trips her up a little, and sometimes he's on her side, and we're never quite sure until the end quite what side he comes down on.
But there is that need for companionship and wanting that other presence there, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lonely journey for Ruby, so even a kind of tricksy friend is better than no friend in a way. And it's somebody to bounce off until she finds sort of sustenance from other people, and, you know, finds a sort of surrogate place to stay and to be in her quest. So, yeah, it's there's a few different strands in this book that come together.
And of course, for us, the reader, you're always, at least I was, you're always questioning things. You don't really know, and Ruby has the same issue, of course, that it's not always clear what's real, what's not, and mm-hmm. who's trying to help her, and who is perhaps a threat.
Absolutely, yes. She doubts herself sometimes, and she kind of hooks up with another family, and kind of feels that she's found shelter and kind of protection to a certain extent. But without giving too much away, this family have got their own agenda that she doesn't know about. It's a kind of another dangerous situation that she's found herself in. And part of that is her longing for family, you know. She's kind of willing to put herself into situations that are less than ideal because that's what she craves, and she craves the closeness of a close-knit family, something that she hasn't experienced up until that point.
I believe you use the term crime-ish, and I think that, but also in kind of the dalliance with the paranormal, right? I mean, it's not a full throttled endorsement, and yet it certainly it can be questioned throughout the novel.
Yes, that there is. I think that one of the best descriptions I've read actually of both books. Is that they're kind of like modern fairy tales almost. And I think that fits really well with them. And the kind of crime aspects do as well, because when you read fairy tales, they're often full of murder and betrayal and jealousies. And, you know, they're not the Disney versions that we might read. There's plenty of violence and difficulty and crime actually in fairy tales. So I think that's kind of where I'm coming from. The book I'm working on at the moment, as we speak, is I would say slightly more traditional crime. It's an area I'm really interested in, and I think it's as a genre. Is very broad and is evolving right at the moment. Is very fluid, you know.
Well, the new novel is The Doll Funeral. It is published by Melville House. Kate Hamer, great pleasure to have you back on the program. Thank you very much, and best of luck with the new novel.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Kate Hamer's new book is The Doll Funeral. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.